Thank you very much, Jill, and thank you to the organizers for inviting me to give this conference. As Jill has just said, this is a historical perspective. If I understood correctly, more or less we are on the historical day of the conference. First day is the history, second will be more or less perhaps the present, and the third day will be about the future, I guess. So it's very good organization. And I'm trying to be a part of the historical perspective. But I must say before starting that it's my personal view on the history of the documentational approach. So it's not a very scientific work, it's more how I saw things, and probably some of you can disagree and discuss that at the end or at other moments. Luke will disagree. So in my view, I saw four steps in this very short history, and my talk will be organized along these four steps. The first is some kind of prehistory, and it was from, I don't know when, but ended in 2007. I will explain how. It was a step of coming from previous works to first theoretical methodological propositions. Then a step of theoretical methodological development between 2008 and 2010. A step of extension of the scope, extension with new contribution, with theoretical deepening of the concepts between 2011 and 2013, and after that, starting in 2014. I will try to argue around these four steps. So the first step was the really first emergence building of the approach. And it was in 2007, and it was motivated also by a context of increasing availability of online resources for mathematics teachers. The main reference in this first step for me is this. This is an authentic document from the historical perspective. It is the first slide of a course we gave with Luc Trouche at the Didactic Summer School in 2007. Some of you were there and can testify that it was the original first slide of the course, which was entitled in French, Vers de nouveau système documentaire pour les professeurs de mathématiques, which can be translated in English as Towards New Documentation System for Mathematics Teachers. For people coming from other countries, the Didactic Summer School is an important event for us in France, organized every 2 years by the Association for Research in Mathematics Didactics. And there was a theme about resources, and Luc was responsible for the team and contacted me to propose me to be responsible with him of the team and to make the course, which was completely forbidden by the association. So we started by breaking something impossible. So, but naturally, you can see on the slide an important contributor that only a few people know for the documentational approach, our colleague Serge Secconi, who accepted to make nice drawings illustrating the documentation work of the teacher with many different kinds of resources, as you can see. So it's an opportunity to thank Serge Secconi. Now, we did not start with this. This was the end of a process, one complete, a little bit more than 1 year of work together with Luc. And we started from previous works of Luc. He, as all of you know, I think, contributed to the development of the instrumental approach in mathematics didactics. He also worked on the collective design of resources, in particular the case of the SFODEM project, which was a project about in-service teacher education, but also developing resources on a platform, and it influenced a lot our early work. It was also used to build links between different fields, with computer science, with ergonomics with documentation engineering. And the book I refer here is published in French, but it's very rich, and many elements that we used after that were already present in that book. So I did also some previous works, but much less previous works. I was at that point studying students' work with online exercises. I was interested in these new kinds of resources, and I discovered the instrumental approach and started to use it. After studying students, I rapidly turned to study teachers' work with also online exercises with my colleague Laetitia Bueno-Ravel. We used also the instrumental approach, but introducing a study of teachers' instrumental genesis, which is already in the way of documentational genesis. And we also discovered the frame presented this morning by Kenneth of structuring features of the teacher's practice. But I had no experience of theoretical propositions or networking, so I was very happy to be contacted by Luc to make this course, naturally. And we started by searching for relevant references. So one of the important references was the instrumental approach, naturally, introducing the distinction between an artifact as a product of the human activity and an instrument developed by a given subject. The instrument is composed by the artifact or a part of it and the scheme of use, and this process is the instrumental genesis. And the scheme is defined by Gérard Vergniaud with the different components, the aim of the activity, rules of action, operational invariants, and inferences. So this is one of the major sources. And also with the instrumentation, instrumentalization processes. So this is a bilingual aspect of the talk. You have the representation of the instrumental genesis here in French. Other aspects of the instrumental approach were also very important for us. The notion of class of situations of professional activity introduced by Rabardel and defined as a set of situations corresponding to the same aim of the activity. Notion of activity family, which is a set of classes of situations corresponding to the same type of aim of the activity. The notions of design for use and design in use associated, and the importance of the user in the design process. All this comes also from ergonomics and the instrumental approach. More generally, other sources come from the field of documentation engineering in the French tradition. Bruno Bachimon was studying multimedia documents with new meanings linked to the possibilities opened by digital documents, indexing issues. Croza defined the notion of resource as resource to design documents. And this is our reference for the first distinction between resources and documents. Coming from what is called in France documentation engineering. The resources are more or less the ingredients, and the document is what is designed with it. The document bears an intention depending on the context of use. PEDOC is a group of researchers which published two books about also digital documents. PEDOC suggests to interpret use as rewriting in the context of digital media. And PEDOC proposed a definition of document as a contract between human beings. This was also one of our main initial sources. Another field was linked with technologies, textbook, curriculum materials, and also communities. The work of Kenneth, naturally, about the structuring features of the teacher's practice. I will not develop it because we already mentioned it this morning. Our two talks, I think, are very complementary. In the five features, naturally, we were especially interested in the curriculum script defined by Kenneth as a loosely ordered model of relevant goals of action, which serves to guide the teacher's action, activity. And the work by Janine Remillard, when we called her Janine Remillard at that point, but just shortly after learned that was Janine Remillard, about curriculum material. And it was a part of the references we used to prepare the course at the summer school. And we were very surprised when reading this of how close it was from the perspective we wanted to introduce. So we didn't know in France, we were not familiar at all with the work about curriculum material, which was quite developed in the US already. But the perspective is the same, to see the curriculum material as products of a socio-cultural evolution. And this dual move, which shape and are shaped by the human action. And finally, the work about communities of practice was also a very important reference in the course. So now, I will discuss more the content of the course itself. I'm trying to show you some evolution concerning different aspects, the theory, the methods, but also the questions studied change along the different steps of the approach. Concerning questions and methods, in fact, so this is another drawing from Serge Secconi. It's a teacher preparing a course about square roots. It's a Sunday night, 11 p.m. And in fact, for this course, our main question was the question you raise when you want to build an approach, a theory, concept, a set of concepts, and some method. The question could be formulated as which concepts are needed to analyze the activity and professional development of secondary school mathematics teacher. We only worked at that time on secondary school mathematics teacher. And our methods were very basic. For preparing this course, we did interviews with 9 teachers. We met them as far as possible at their homes, but it was a single interview around 1.5 hours, or something like that, a limited methodology. Concerning the concept introduced, I try to refer to the work of the European Mathematical Society Educational Committee introducing the notion of solid findings. There are 4 criteria. I just extracted 2 of them to see if a finding in math education is solid or not. So solid findings are generally recognized as important contributions that have significantly influenced or may significantly influence the research field and can be applied to circumstances or domains beyond those involved in this particular research. I took these 2 criteria to say what might be solid in what we introduced at that time. So the notion of document as the distinction between document and resources, document defined as resources plus schemes, can be considered as solid if we apply these 2 criteria because they have been used by quite a number of people since. Also, the associated notion of documentational genesis encompassing instrumentation and instrumentalization. We also introduce a representation during this course of helix, which has been used by other colleagues. The axis is the time axis, and then you have resources, which lead to documents. The documents themselves become further resources for the same teacher or for other teachers. We become document, etc. So this process, I consider it as solid. Some others, the fact that some collective documentational genesis take place in communities of practice, that the documents of a teacher are organized in a structured system, And that the structure of the system is linked to the classes of situation and the activity families. The resources systems were developed in this course, and it was cited by Kenneth, as the resource part of the document system. But some of the concepts we introduced in this course are probably not so solid because they haven't been used a lot after that. We said in this course that there were three activity families of the teacher: to design and organize the teaching, to participate to the school's organization, to reflect on his or her practice. And it was only in this course that we said that. So probably it was not so solid. We also used the concept of pivotal documents, defined as documents which have a central place in the document system, which contribute to articulate other documents, which play a privileged role on the time axis, because they concentrate the memory of previous resources and intervene for the integration of new ones. And then another word which appeared really only in this course, what we called in French the recueil. I translated it in a compendium in English. I don't know if it is really correct, but we never translated it in English. This is a way to say it is not so solid. It was, we saw it for the nine teachers we interviewed. There was one central document linking the other documents and playing the role of memory. It is some kind of pivotal document, but more central than the other pivotal documents. We also said in this course that there are three levels in a document. Material level, the level of the mathematical content, and elements for use in class. Which we did not use much after that. We also refers to what we call the teacher's world, referring to Béguin, who is a French author in ergonomics, defined as a structure piloted by professional characteristics and offering a particular cutting of the reality. And we said that the document system was linked with the teacher's world. Also, the concept of resources pool of a community, in French, vivier de ressources d'une communauté, communauté de pratique. The idea of pool disappeared after that. So, this was the initial step, and now I come to the second step about methodological and theoretical development. There are three main references for this step, and Luke cited two of them this morning. One is a paper in the French journal Education et Didactique, published in 2008. Then there is the ESM article in 2009, and the book Ressources Vives. The sources evolved, and it was one of the major revolutions, and for me, one of the reasons to distinguish a step between 2007 and 2008. Because at some point in 2008, we discovered the work by Jill Adler. Unfortunately, Jill Adler was not able to be with us today, and I know she regrets that very much. When we met the work by Jill Adler, it was quite a shock for us because it was so close from what we wanted to express. It can arrive, I think, many researchers encounter that. At some point, you want to say something and you make your research of an article, and in one article, you see, oh, it's exactly this, it's wonderful. It's a moment of extreme happiness for the researcher. And we are very happy to read the work by Jill and then to contact her. This is perhaps unique also in our field of math education. People are still alive, even great people like Jill Adler, and you can just write an email to her and say, I like so much your work, and she answers, and yeah, we were very happy of that. And then in the previous step, our definition of resource was the definition from ergonomics, from documentation engineering, but we turn to the definition given by Jill, who proposes a focus on resources in use. And with this definition, which we cited quite a lot, it is possible to think about resource as the verb resource, to source again or differently. And she introduces the different kinds of resources, material, socio-cultural, or human resources, and we adopted and then followed this definition. It was a very important theoretical evolution of the approach. Over evolution, the evolution of the questions. We started to use the approach as a tool to study the work of teachers. It was not the step of building concept was more or less finished, but it's a continuous process naturally, but we started to use the concept to study the activity of the teachers, always secondary school mathematics teachers. How do the schemes of use evolve? Which are the operational invariants in the schemes? Which are the consequences for the documents of the generalization of digital resources? How are the resources and the document system structured? How does the resource system of a community evolve along individual and collective contribution? This interest, both for individuals and collective, has always been present from the beginning in our work. And it was also a moment of strong evolution of the methods with the introduction of the reflective investigation method. The principles of the method, I recall them briefly, a long-term follow-up. The teacher is followed in class but also out of class in many different places. And the teacher is actively associated to the data collection in a reflective stance. The kind of data collected can be interviews, including an interview where the teacher can start the schematic representation of the resource system, described by Kenneth this morning. The resources used and produced, the videos, including classroom videos. It was important for us to make not only interviews, not only out-of-class data collection, but also to make videos in class and confront the actual activity of the teacher with what the teacher says. There are different possible versions of this method following the same principles. At the beginning, the teachers also filled logbooks where they describe their own activity during several weeks. One of the possible organizations, this is one representation, you don't need to read the representation in detail. This is an example of possible organization of the method along 3 weeks and around a specific chapter. During the first week, we have a first encounter with the teacher. We present the methods. In particular, for example, the logbook. The teacher starts to fill the logbook, which will be filled during the 3 weeks. Then we have also a first visit with an interview about the resources and about a specific chapter we follow. And we also ask the teacher to start representing the resource system. Then a second visit about the lesson observed and the classroom observation, and then a third visit coming back on the lesson and asking about what changed and why, etc. So this was an important evolution at this moment, introducing this method. Here I have some example of schematic representation of the resources system, one from Corinne, who was an experienced lower secondary school teacher, one from Pierre. These are two kinds of representation, and it's linked with what Kenneth said this morning. One is very geographical, with a table and the room, and the other one is more, here it's written moi, which is me. The teacher is in the center and draws relation with different kinds of resources. But we did not introduce a systematic analysis of these representations. there was some conceptual evolution about the structure of the document system. We went from 3 activity families to 9 activity families, a new attempt. Here are the 9 activity families, you can see them. So we still have reflecting on his practice, but we separated according to Chevalard and the moments of the teacher's activity according to Yves Chevalard. So introductory activities, synthesis, drill and practice, assessment, we separated them and studied the structure of the document system and if the structure of the document system seems to correspond to these 9 activity families. We stopped speaking about pivotal documents, but we mentioned a set of pivotal resources engaged in several activity families. We also went on investigating the links between individual and collective documentation work with this quite complex representation. I will not give all the details about it. We tried to represent 4 possible kinds of influences of a community on an individual's documentation work. So here you have the influence. So for you, it's on your right. The influence of the community on the new resources arriving to an individual, on the resources of the individual, on the classes of situations, and on the documents themselves. So this was in 2008. After this step of important evolution, we went to a new step of extension of the scope and of new contribution. The previous work was mainly done or at least coordinated by Luc and myself. And then we had a new determining international contribution, who's here, Birgit Pepin came to work with us. And the main references in this step are the book From Text to Lived Resources and the ZDM special issue about resources. Naturally, it led to an opening of the issues studies with new investigation about particular resources, textbooks, seen as interfaces between cultural policy and teacher curricular practice, an interest especially about e-textbooks. We worked with colleagues who are here also about the definition and classification of e-textbooks. We also built new links with task design, with task analysis, and introduced a new focus on teacher development programs and on designing, analyzing the design, analyzing the consequences in terms of teacher professional development of some special teacher professional development programs, in particular online teacher education programs. There were also some methodological evolutions from the reflective investigation to what was called the documentation values. Here you have a definition of the documentation values coming from the website of the documentational approach. It relies on a metaphor. Producing a teaching document is like a journey. So the teacher gathers resources, works on them for this journey. And the values is not very, very different from what we produce with the reflective investigation method, but it gathers and organizes everything. One of the aims was to have case studies that we can share with other researchers, and also the possibility to make international comparisons. In the previous steps, we were also mainly in France. We remained in France. Now we started working at an international level, and the aim of international comparisons was very important. So this is one example of one documentation that is still, I think, available on the website of IFE. You have session one in the method, which was also video recorded. The teacher is preparing a lesson at home. So it's not a completely natural preparation, naturally, because the teacher will not say, well, I will prepare my lesson between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m., but the teacher really works and comments aloud what he or she is preparing. This is one of the new version of the methodology. And then you have a session in class, naturally, after the session in class, debriefing, and then a stimulated recall with extract of different previous sessions. So the video of preparation work was an important new kind of data, but at that step we also, I think, stopped succeeding in getting logbooks filled by the teacher, because it is very heavy for the teacher to fill a logbook, and the teacher, at least in France, seemed to have more and more work and refused to fill logbooks. So we more or less replaced it with this new kind of data. And there were two very important PhDs, I would say these are the two first PhD really completely linked with the documentational approach of two people you know, Gilles, who just introduced me, and Hussein, who is sitting at the back. And it was a very important month, December 2011, December 6, defense by Gilles, December 7, the defense by Hussein. Here you have the titles in French. So for Gilles, it's a didactic interaction in mathematics classroom with digital tools. And he proposed the notion of incident. And Hussein was studying the documentation work of mathematics teacher. He also studied the notion of incident, and he studied the links between individual and collective documentation. So these two PhD introduced two very important notions in their approach, the notion of documentational incident, defined as an unplanned event affecting the documentation work of the teachers, and an associated method focusing on the incident to analyze the individual or the collective documentation work. And they also contributed to develop the study of collective documentation work and associated methodological tools with a special or collective logbook introduced by Hussein in his PhD. It was also a step of extension of the scope. We were not anymore limited to secondary school teachers. We studied new levels, primary school and even kindergarten, with my colleagues Caroline Poisard and Laetitia Bueno-Ravel again. Some studies at the university level. And these new school levels opened new questions also on very complex document system. At primary school, you cannot say that there's a unique system for teaching mathematics. The teachers teach different subjects, and it introduced a question about, are there several subsystems, one subsystem for each subject, and how are they articulated? And about university level, you immediately raise the question, is there a document system for research, not only for teaching, and how are the documents for research and for teaching connected? An overextension of the scope was the first opening outside of mathematics. In chemistry, there was the PhD of Rim Hamoud, who is there also. Where are you, Rim? Here, she's here. Entitled Digital Resources and Inquiry-Based Teaching for Chemistry. So it was also a very important step in the history. And a new step, which is the step where we are now, started in 2014. in this step, we worked on many theoretical articulation. For example, the articulation with cultural historical activity theory. Naturally, a subject, here a teacher, working with some resources and with a community can be studied with the perspective of the activity theory. And we did this in this paper about a community designing an e-textbook. So in terms of rules of division of labor, and this can be connected with the documentational approach. We also linked documentational genesis and design capacity. We introduced the notion of connectivity for an e-textbook, which is a new concept linked with the documentational approach. But one of the main evolutions, I do not try to make a complete description of all the works around the documentational approach, just to present what I consider important steps. One very important step in France was the REVEA project, which is not finished yet, will finish next month, started in 2014. It's a national project in France. REVEA means living resources for learning and teaching. And it was about studying secondary school teachers' documentation work in different subjects: English, physics, mathematics, and technology. In this project, we made comparison between disciplines, and it was very interesting because it revealed not only that teachers of different disciplines use different kinds of resources, this we can expect that naturally, but they also have different schemes of use. So it means that even the operational invariant can depend on the discipline. They do not depend only on the individual teachers, but the documentation work is deeply linked with the identity of a given discipline. We also observed during this project evolutions resulting from digital resources in all disciplines. All teachers say that they devote more time to the search for resources, the online search. All teachers also mention many possibilities to share resources with colleagues, but there's no stable use yet. We saw in many schools that they use four different platforms to share resources and they get more or less lost in it. Within this project, we also worked on new methods, methods to go deeper searching for documents, with some colleagues, in particular Carole Le Hennaff, who is there with us. We built documentation tables. The table is filled by the researcher and then corrected or completed by the teacher. Here you have the four kind of columns of the table, starting with the goal of the activity, the resources used, the rules of action, and the operational invariants. The rules of action are described to the teacher as a stable way to work, and the operational invariants as something they believe is true. And we, more or less on a given line of the table, you have the description of a document, with the resources part in the second column, and the other parts belong to the scheme. So this one was one of the evolutions in the frame of the REVEA project. Another one is on the opposite. Instead of going deeper in a small thing, which is a small scheme, we extended the work. Here is the work of Katiane, who is there. Where are you, Katiane? Over there. In her PhD. And she was interested in very long periods of time, studying long-life documentational trajectories of the teacher. And she also introduced a new kind of data called the reflective mapping of documentational trajectory. You can see it gives a very complex representation because it is the whole professional life of the teacher, and the teacher identifies important moments, important events changing her resources. And I would say finally what I retained from the RIVEA project, one of the evolution, is that it seems that we went from documents to resources, and perhaps I make the hypothesis that this is a more general evolution, not only in the RIVEA project. If we consider the first reference I cited, the course of the summer school, and you count the words, the resource or resources documents, it is shared between 45% of resources and 55% for documents. Now, if you refer to the encyclopedia, you have the extract in your bags. No, it is just the opposite. I'm sorry. It's resources 85% and documents 15% only. So resources came became much more important. As I said before, now we mention pivotal resources instead of pivotal documents. And I can connect here to the conference by Kenneth. As Kenneth noticed at the end of his conference, the definition of resources system changed along the years. And in the encyclopedia, you can see that it is now defined as the set formed by all the resources used by the teacher. We don't need the document system anymore to define the resources system. And naturally, you also notice that this conference is not the documents conference, but the resources conference. So this might be an important evolution, perhaps just because documents are very complex and difficult to investigate. I don't know why I open the discussion about this. So there are further ongoing evolutions of the questions studied, and it is linked with evolutions of the context. I started saying that we worked in the context of availability of online resources, but the context evolved a lot. Here in France, we had a reform of the curriculum in 2016, and together with the reform, there was a national platform of resources offered to teachers, and this national platform can shape very much the work of the teacher. This is a major evolution. What I mean is that the evolution linked with digital resources did not stop in 2007. They went on during all these 10 years. There are still evolutions of the theory, evolutions of the method, but all these are now produced by the work of many contributors. I think some of them will be presented Wednesday in the final conference by Luc. It's his responsibility, the last evolution. I've only mentioned very few works compared to all the works which have been done with the documentational approach. So this, I respected my time. It was too quick, perhaps, even. So I really want to thank all the colleagues cited and the colleague I did not cite, because there are many, many colleagues who were very important in the approach and I did not cite them in the presentation. Some colleagues inspired the initial works of the documentational approach. Some contributed to the theoretical methodological constriction, and some enriched the approach just by using it. So I thank you very much for listening, but naturally I have a special thank to Luc. It was a real honor and pleasure to do all this work with you.